The analysis below distills key findings, actionable recommendations, and critical takeaways for policymakers and industry stakeholders.
Nicholas Anthony's report from the Cato Institute highlights that this phenomenon disproportionately affects sectors like cryptocurrency and emerging markets, where clients are often perceived as high risk due to their association with novel technologies or unregulated activities.
The practice creates a chilling effect on access to banking services for these groups, limiting competition and innovation in the financial sector.
Hash understanding the core issue. Debanking in the U.S. **debanking, defined as banks cutting ties with clients to avoid regulatory or reputational risks, is a growing concern driven by government pressure on financial institutions.
The report from Cato Institute's Nicholas Anthony defines debanking as when banks end client relationships due to external pressures, particularly regulatory concerns. This trend especially impacts sectors like cryptocurrency and emerging markets, where clients are often seen as high risk because of their novel nature or lack of regulation.
Hash the role of government regulation. A primary driver, Anthony attributes much of the debanking trend to the current regulatory framework, particularly the **** Bank Secrecy Act, BSA.
Enacted in 1970 to combat money laundering and illegal activities by requiring banks to monitor and report suspicious transactions, the BSA inadvertently creates a hostile environment for institutions. The law imposes heavy administrative burdens on banks while providing limited flexibility to balance risk management with client needs.
This imbalance leads banks to prioritize safer clients over those deemed high risk, e.g., crypto firms, as noncompliance with BSA requirements carries significant penalties, even if the risks are manageable for regulators.
Hash confidentiality laws and reputational risk. Unintended barriers beyond the BSA. Anthony identifies two critical barriers that exacerbate debanking.
1. Restrictive confidentiality laws **. These statutes limit banks' ability to fully disclose risk assessments to regulators or other stakeholders without fear of legal repercussions.
By preventing transparent communication about client risks, these laws force banks to cut ties with high-risk clients rather than face scrutiny or penalties. This exclusionary practice disproportionately harms industries like cryptocurrency, which rely on stable banking relationships for liquidity and operational stability.
2. Reputational risk regulation. Current frameworks prioritize how banks are perceived by the public over actual financial risk assessment.
Banks may avoid engaging with innovative sectors, e.g., crypto, due to concerns about reputational damage from association with unproven or regulated technologies, even if those clients pose minimal systemic risk. This fear of reputational harm leads institutions to proactively exclude these clients, rather than face negative public perception.
Hash proposed reforms. A path forward to address debanking and restore inclusive banking access, Anthony advocates for three targeted reforms, each designed to reduce regulatory burdens while upholding anti-money laundering, AML goals.
Hash 1. Reform the Bank Secrecy Act, adjust the BSA to reduce administrative burdens on banks while maintaining transparency.
This could involve revising suspicious activity reporting thresholds or streamlining compliance processes, enabling institutions to focus on genuine risks rather than bureaucratic hurdles. The goal is to ensure banks can handle legitimate transactions without fear of overwhelming penalties for minor infractions.
Hash 2. Repeal confidentiality laws eliminate restrictions that prevent banks from sharing relevant risk information with regulators or other stakeholders without fear of regulatory backlash.
greater transparency would allow banks to make more informed decisions about client relationships, fostering trust between institutions and high-risk sectors like cryptocurrency. By removing legal barriers to communication, banks could better manage risks while supporting innovation.
#3. Shift focus from reputation to risk assessment. Replace reputational risk regulation with a framework centered on actual financial risk evaluation.
By prioritizing objective metrics, e.g., transaction volume, compliance history, over public perception, banks could engage with innovative industries without fear of reputational harm. This shift would promote economic growth and competition by allowing banks to serve diverse clients based on real-world risks rather than perceived image issues.
#Why these reforms matter. Broader implications: the proposed changes carry significant implications for the U.S. financial landscape.
Inclusivity. Addressing debanking would expand access to banking services for marginalized sectors, e.g., crypto firms, fostering innovation and economic participation.
Competition. By reducing barriers to entry, reforms could increase competition among banks, driving down costs and improving service quality for all clients.
Stability. Inclusive financial systems support broader economic growth and resilience, particularly in an era of rapid technological change. When sectors like cryptocurrency can access stable banking services, it reduces systemic risks associated with unregulated practices.
These reforms are not merely administrative adjustments. They represent a critical step toward creating a more equitable and stable financial system.
#Conclusion. Urgency for policymakers. As the debate over financial regulation continues, Anthony's insights underscore the need for lawmakers to address government-induced pressures that drive debanking. The impact of these policies extends beyond individual industries. It affects the entire economy by limiting innovation and access to financial services.
By implementing the proposed reforms, reforming the BSA, repealing confidentiality laws, and shifting focus from reputation to risk, the U.S. can foster a more inclusive banking environment. This is essential not only for supporting emerging industries, but also for ensuring long-term economic stability and growth in an evolving financial landscape.
The call to action is clear. Policymakers must prioritize evidence-based reforms that balance AML objectives with the need for innovation and access to banking services. Failure to act risks perpetuating exclusionary practices that harm both businesses and consumers, while successful reform could unlock new opportunities for growth across the economy. End of box.